This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, how MySpace landed a California woman in prison. But first, to Washington and the jockeying between Congress and the White House. They're duking it out over the future of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Tomorrow, Congress will hear from the mysterious Monica Goodling, who played a key role in the controversial firings of U.S. attorneys, which has landed Gonzalez in trouble. Joining us now to chat about it is Dahlia Lithwick, a frequent day-to-day contributor from the online magazine Slate. Dahlia, can you remind us who Monica Goodling is and why her testimony is so key?
Sure, Alex. She's the improbable epicenter of this storm that's happened over the firing of the U.S. attorneys. Her official title is counsel to Alberto Gonzalez, and she's the Justice Department liaison to the White House. And her name's the one that kept popping up on the emails, the key figure, she and Kyle Sampson, in compiling the list of the U.S. attorneys to be fired. The reason she's so important and controversial is she took the fifth rather than talk to Congress. She's now been granted partial immunity. And so presumably what she has to tell us is exciting and important and possibly criminal. She's also, I think, the person that can somehow implicate, if anyone can, Karl Rove and Harriet Myers and other folks in the White House, because she was the one who was ferrying names back and forth between them and the Justice Department.
Ms. Goodling resigned from the Department of Justice in the beginning of April. What's she been up to since then?
Well, it's not clear what she's been up to. I think she's been negotiating her immunity deal. And accounts have it that she was very, very emotionally and personally upset by the firings and by the fallout. So we have reports from other folks at the Justice Department who said that she was in tears and very, very distraught at the time.
In addition to Ms. Goodling's testimony, there was another so-called document dump in the case yesterday. Anything important in those papers?
Well, I haven't gotten through all of them yet, Alex, but mostly it looks like it's damage control. It's after-the-fact damage control from March and February. A flurry of emails trying to figure out how to re-spin the firings to make it sound as though they're not partisan, they're not ideological, efforts to sort of reframe the fired U.S. attorneys as worthy of being fired, despite, you know, earlier reports on them that were stellar. So there's an enormous amount of scurrying around, figuring out how we're going to re-spin this story in our favor.
The House and Senate Judiciary Committees are now threatening to subpoena Karl Rove and other White House officials. Think that's actually going to happen?
Well, it's a part of this elaborate dance that happens. They're at a complete stalemate with the White House. For 2 months, they've been sort of locked into their positions. The Judiciary Committees want to have access to Rove and other White House officials. They want access to Rove's emails that have, as you know, disappeared. And for the past 2 months, the White House position has been immutable. It is Rove will testify privately. He will not take an oath. There will be no transcript. So that's a lot of distance between those two positions. And I think this is the Judiciary Committee sort of upping the ante and saying, look, if you're not going to come here voluntarily, we're going to subpoena you. Certainly the White House is free to ignore the subpoenas. But as I say, it's part of a dance that gets us closer, hopefully, to some kind of negotiated settlement.
Where does President Bush weigh in all of this? Has his confidence in the Attorney General diminished at all?
At least on the record, Alex, he could not be a stronger supporter of Gonzalez. And as increasingly Republicans come out against his attorney general, he seems to solidify his stance that Gonzalez is doing a great job, has done nothing wrong. Yesterday, speaking at his ranch in Crawford, he dismissed this entire Democrats' plan to have a vote of no confidence in Gonzalez as, quote, pure political theater.
Dahlia, lots of folks have been calling for the attorney general to resign. Who are some of the latest folks to add their name to that list?
Well, the big news, Alex, came from the Sunday talk shows when Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter said that if the Democrats in the Senate held a no-confidence vote on Gonzalez, which could happen this week, he believed that, quote, a sizable number of GOP lawmakers would join in on the vote. And his own personal take was, quote, that he had a sense that before that vote is taken, Attorney General Gonzalez may step down, end quote. So certainly Specter, I think, came out very strongly saying this wasn't going to be a partisan vote, and even more strongly saying that Gonzalez should get out before that vote happens.
Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Alex.